Okay. Chapter 53, Remorse Mordra. The stack of books on the edge of Sar's desk teetered, then thumped to the floor. Be careful with those, Salazar scowled. They're old books. You have to treat old things with care. You're old. Harry restacked the books. None of these have anything on what actually happens to prophecies after they're given. Salazar nodded.
In my day, they were just told to whomever was nearby. They spread mostly by rumor, unless someone managed to stamp it out.
Great. Great, Harry sighed. I imagine Voldemort is exactly the sort to do some stamping. Salazar's green eyes softened.
Yes, he may well have. I would certainly keep something like that to myself if I could.
So how am I meant to find out what it says? So how am I meant to find out what it says? Harry demanded. Ask Voldemort?
It is a dilemma. Salazar stroked his goatee. But I would imagine, if the Ministry is able to interfere as much as it seems in the practicing of use of what?
Sure shouldn't be practice.
But I would imagine, if the Ministry is able to interfere in the practice and use as ma- But I would imagine, if the Ministry is able to interfere in the practice and use of magic as much as it seems, then it must have its claws in the prophecy recording. People in power generally like to know about prophecies.
The Ministry probably aren't going to be keen to help either, Harry scowled. In fact, Voldemort would be more likely to help me.
A problem for another time.
Salazar leant a little further forward, dislodging the serpent from around his neck. A slender silver chain hung beneath its scales.
How's the plan to get Dumbledore off your back going?
And getting rid of Umbridge. I can't leave it to run riot in his absence.
That too. Now stop playing coy and tell me how it's going.
I'm one spell away from getting rid of Dumbledore for as long as the Ministry remain against him, and I can't see a way it'll fail. Harry smiled. Even Voldemort's Horcrux couldn't come so close.
Just because you cannot see a way doesn't mean it doesn't exist, Salazar said.
I know. Harry leant back in Salazar's chair. I don't see how he could stay there. Not without outright turning on the Ministry, and I don't think he'd do that when he wants to eventually unite everyone against Voldemort.
Would you care to share this work of genius with me?
Dumbledore's been keeping too close an eye on me. Between his control of the wards and Snape's lessons, I can't get out to do anything he... I can't get out to do anything he might suspect me of. And the moment he realizes I might be troubled, he'll dispose of his sacrifice.
You think you've found a way to outmaneuver Albert? You think you've found a way to outmaneuver Albert? Ah. You think you've found a way to outmaneuver Albus Dumbledore? Tom was always wary of him for a reason.
He thinks I am on his side still, Harry shrugged. And why wouldn't he? The other side's of Voldemort, who murdered my parents and keeps trying to kill me, or the ministry who continue to slander me.
Salazar nodded. So you intend to take him by surprise? Smart. Against stronger prey, a serpent strikes from hiding.
I will. Neville started a group to openly flout the Ministry's rules about teaching students under Dumbledore's influence to fight.
That's a very awkwardly worded. I'm not... Rules about teaching students under... Okay. Yeah. Well, I didn't mean that. I mean that's still good to add. I just meant the following sentence. It's like openly flout the ministry's rules about teaching students. Pardon? What? What'd you say? It sounded like you were saying, I go, stop. And I'm like, okay, go off. I have a feeling that sentence as initially written was from the original version. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Do you want him to make clear that he's teaching them what Umbridge won't? I don't know whether it would make sense to Salazar what he's illicitly teaching them. It doesn't really know. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
I will take him by surprise. Neville started illicitly teaching students. I managed to get them to name themselves Dumbledore's Army. Harry grinned. Once the group's discovered, there'll be nothing Dumbledore can do. Umbridge will leap at the chance to oust him and control the school. Either he tries to fight the Ministry, which helps Voldemort, or he lets the Ministry expel 30 of the students, including his martyr and those closest to him. He definitely can't allow that.
It's no more than he deserves for trying to sacrifice a member of my family.
Salazar's eyes darkened.
Were I more than a shadow of magic and canvas, I would rip him limb from limb.
His wand fountained green and silver sparks, and the snake cowered behind his neck.
What about the woman?
Okay. On the back of the list is a map, one that I drew and concealed with an enchantment requiring an activation phrase.
Where did you learn to do that? I never taught you any enchanting.
Fleur is very good at it. A A smile crept onto Harry's face. She's taught me a few little pieces when I've asked.
All that time in France was worthwhile after all.
I will burn you to ash, you half-sentient corridor graffiti. You half-sentient corridor graffiti. Harry narrowed his eyes at Salazar until the painting raised his palms. The map appears to lead into the forest, to something important. I intend to entice Umbridge into investigating it. She seems like she'll be easily baited. A small smile crooked Salazar's lips.
I assume she won't be coming back from her investigation?
Harry's smile turned cold. No, she won't. There are an awful lot of acromantula in that part of the forest. With a little help, she'll wander right into the middle of their nest unaware. You said wander, but you meant to say wander. Good riddance.
I thought you were trying to do robe and mask the whole time. Like cape and cowl, you know?
She's exactly the sort who'd put on robes and a mask for Voldemort if they thought she...
They is referring to the sort, I guess, but it still sounds weird. Yeah.
She's exactly the sort who'd put on robes and a mask. She's exactly the sort who'd put on robes and a mask for Voldemort if she thought she could get away with it.
And how then will you use this moment of freedom?
Salazar drummed his fingers on the head of his snake.
It's worth more than a few extra days in France, Harry.
Nothing's worth more than my time with Fleur. Harry stifled a sharp pang. That's why I'm doing all of this.
I think my godfather will tell me a lot of useful things about the Department of Mysteries once it looks a bit more like Dumbledore's not in total control.
Harry tapped the time turner. If the worst comes to the worst, I can use this to go back and change my conversations with Sirius until it works. Maybe he knows about the prophecy.
Harry recalled all the things he'd heard about his parents. They were hiding under the Fidelius. They must have been hiding for a reason. Maybe the Order knows about this prophecy as well. Dumbledore probably does. He always knows.
You're willing to experiment with it now. You're willing to experiment with it now?
Salazar's face lit up. No. Harry rolled his eyes. I don't know why you're so eager to lose the only descendant you have that isn't a mass-murdering megalomaniac in the currents of time.
You wouldn't be lost, Salazar said.
Harry snorted. How would you know?
I'm Salazar Slytherin.
He laughed. Nice try.
I want to cut he laughed. It kills the momentum. Good. Well, potentially good. Yeah, okay.
First take of Salazar Slytherin's probably better, but I'm going to do it to get into the flow. I'm Salazar Slytherin. Nice try. Nice try. Nice try.
One of those is fine.
Fine, Salazar muttered. We'll save the experimental magic for later. Voldemort will make himself known soon. If he's allowed to launch a surprise attack on the Ministry, you'll find yourself hard-pressed to defeat him. He has many followers, and all your allies are loyal to a man who intends to see you dead. What can I do? What can I do? The Ministry won't listen. Dumbledore already... The Ministry won't listen. Dumbledore already knows. The Ministry's not just the handful of people you've seen. Many others may be aware or more open to reason than the official stance might imply. Salazar folded his arms. If more proof than just words is seen, enough to be beyond reasonable doubt. Harry considered it. The papers always talk about how there's no proof of his return except the word of Dumbledore and myself. Anything specific? Voldemort was reported dead 13 years ago, then her body was found. They usually cite the lack of the Dark Monk to prove it's not Death Eaters. Salazar spread his arms. There you have it. There you have it.
What do I have? What do I have? Harry asked.
That Dark Mark. If that appears somewhere noticeable in a manner that can't be ignored, then people may think twice about the Ministry's propaganda. Fear like Voldemort must have... Fear. Fear like Voldemort must have inspired isn't easily forgotten. Isn't easily forgotten. The Ministry will cover it up, Harry said. So find someone willing to publish or spread the story, or make it so spectacular that it cannot be ignored, Salazar said. Even if it's not a complete success, it will still help.
There is the issue of finding out how to cast it.
Find one of his followers.
Salazar's green eyes hardened.
You've grown adept with the mind arts. Tear the spell from their mind. Kill them afterward if you must. These aren't innocent lives to be saved, Harry. They're not errant children. They will kill you if you give them the chance to.
I suspect most of them are with Voldemort, but I'll ask around. Sirius might know of some. Harry reached for the mirror and dragged the chair into the darkest corner. Don't say anything, he has sharp hearing. Harry raised the mirror.
Yeah.
He raised the mirror. Sirius. The white glow of the mirror shone in the gloom of the study as Harry extinguished the lights one at a time.
Harry! Sirius's face appeared, a deep frown on his brows.
Got to have a comma before A.
This isn't the best time. Podmore got himself caught and sentenced to time in Azkaban for being somewhere he shouldn't be.
Let's try this on.
Podmore got himself caught and sentenced to Azkaban for being some... for being somewhere he shouldn't have been.
Right? Ah.
Well, that's basically what I said anyway.
He's an order member? Harry asked.
What was he doing? Yes. We're trying to reorganize everything so it works without him. But it's proving difficult.
I've got a question, just a quick one. Harry offered Sirius a grin. Are there any former Death Eaters I should be looking out for, ones that aren't obvious? Sirius snorted. I can think of one or two straight off the top of my head. There are a handful of those who are acquitted under... There are a handful of those who are acquitted under suspicious circumstances like... There are a handful of those who were acquitted under suspicious circumstances, like Malfoy and that axe-wielding maniac McNair. But the only one close enough to be a risk to you is Snape, though Dumbledore assures us he's trustworthy.
Snape? Harry's eyebrows shot up. Surely it can't be that easy. My luck's never that good. He's already connecting our minds at detention, or... All I'd have to do is exploit it somehow.
Oh, yes, Sirius glowered. Don't turn your back on Snivellus. He's not to be blindly trusted, no matter what Dumbledore says.
He does hate you and my father. Harry recalled Snape's half-compliments and neutral expression. Did he know my mother? Sirius nodded.
They were friends. Good friends. Knew each other before Hogwarts. Apparently he was a decent boy before he went to... Apparently he was a decent boy before he went into Slytherin and fell in with the wrong crowd. But he always seemed a greasy... But he always seemed a greasy, spiteful, sour bastard to me.
Perfect. I have my distraction then. I just have to turn up to my detention in a short while. He weighed up one last toss of the dice.
I'll be taking
Dumbledore's advice with a pinch of salt from now on too. A former Death Eater shouldn't be teaching at a school.
Sirius wrestled with that. He doesn't always make the best decisions. He sighed. Sorry, Harry, I have to go. This is quite serious. All hands on deck.
Bye, Sirius. Harry set the mirror down.
Did I understand that correctly?
Salazar's speech wavered between English and parcel tongue.
Your teacher, the wizard Dumbledore forced you into learning occlumency from without knowing you could even defend your mind was, and likely still is, a Death Eater.
I believe so, Harry said.
If I were still alive.
Green and silver sparks showered down at Salazar's feet. The serpent bared its fangs and hissed. But it means he knows how to conjure the dark mark.
What will you do?
Like you said, I'll take it from his mind. He stood up. I promised I'd practice with Nev for the first time before my detention, so I have to go, but I'll be ready.
It won't be easy. He seems an accomplished augmentance.
Salazar frowned.
You'll need to manipulate him into showing you of his own free will. You'll need to manipulate the author into spelling the word of correctly.
Nothing necessary is easy. Harry shot Salazar a bitter smile. I was going to shock him. I have the memory of my mother's death. They were close friends, so I... It ought to give me a few moments, and I can memory charm my intrusion afterward. The memory of my mother's death ought to be strong enough to cover for any chance of him remembering. The memory of begins a new sentence.
Salazar nodded. As good a plan as any. His expression darkened. If it goes wrong, Harry, kill him.
He's too dangerous to be left between you, Dumbledore, and Voldemort, if he knows too much. Even if you have to flee the country because Dumbledore discovers you, it's better than being led to slaughter later.
I could go to Fleur, maybe. Her parents probably won't like that, though.
Harry strode up to the bathroom, turning things over in his head. I need the incantation and the intent, that's all. If he was a Death Eater, there'll be a connection. It'll only take a moment. Harry stepped out into Myrtle's bathroom, splashing across the floor toward the exit.
Harry?
The ghost drifted through the side of her cubicle. It's me, Myrtle. He smiled at her. Have you been? Seen anyone in the prefix bathroom lately?
Not that I was interested in, she sighed. But I did once watch Cedric Diggory and his girlfriends take a very long bath together.
I did not need to know that, Harry said.
There aren't many attractive male prefects at the moment, she moaned. You'd be surprised how many couples I've seen in there, though.
She gave him a rather wicked glance.
I remember a certain dark-haired head boy and red-haired head girl going there.
My parents. Ugh. Thanks for that image, Myrtle. I'm afraid I need to go. Nev's waiting for me. Take care.
She laughed and flushed dark silver. I'm dead, Harry. The only thing that can reach me is regret.
He hurried through the corridors to Gryffindor Tower. Whispers followed him.
Where's his glasses?
One girl asked.
Who cares? Another whispered. He looks better without them.
Nev leant against the wall next to the fat lady, watching with some apprehension.
Fix it. So Kiko, my Sirius sounds nothing like my Hagrid. It's just the same, like, gravelly register. No, hang on.
They were friends. Good friends. Knew each other before Hogwarts. Apparently he was a decent boy before he went into Slytherin and fell in with the wrong crowd. But he always seemed a greasy, spiteful, sour bastard to me.
That's what Hagrid sounds like. No, it wasn't. You're just not hearing the English.
They were friends. Good friends. Knew each other before Hogwarts. Apparently he was a decent boy before he went into Slytherin and fell in with the wrong crowd. But he always seemed a greasy, spiteful, sour bastard to me.
All of the vowels are different. The R's are not rhotic when it's Sirius, and they are when it's Hagrid. Fuck was that? I'm getting distracted.
You're a fucking bleh.
Nev leant against the wall next to the fat lady, watching with some apprehension as she lectured about singing. Got out of a calm after apprehension. Perfect timing. Are we going up to the 7th floor? Harry considered it. There's not much point. It won't look like we're doing much. Let's go in there. He led Nev into a nearby empty classroom and closed the door, throwing up a silencing charm for good measure.
I've got the hang of clearing my thoughts, Nev said. Even when I was angry at Umbridge's lesson.
Well, we'll find out how well in a moment. What are we doing?
Harry adopted a somber expression. I'll connect our minds and attempt to see your thoughts, feelings, and memories. You'll do your utmost to stop me from seeing anything.
He sighed. It won't be fun, Nev. It will help you out a lot, though.
Will it hurt? Nev asked.
Yes, but you'll be a better wizard for it.
That's how it works. I'm
stuck in Salazar.
That's how it works.
Fleur's voice drifted up from the back of his mind.
The more satisfying it is to win it.
If that's a direct quote, somebody please find it for me. I'm not sure if it is.
Then let's go.
What? What? Okay. While Matt's looking, Sakiko, you could not be more wrong about this. I do Hagrid with, like, a West Country, like, Somerset-ass accent. It shares a few things with Cockney, but not that much, really. It is 100% a Regilect.
Which is a word that I just learned now.
Okay. Where is it? No. What's the chapter it's from so I can pull the audio? If it isn't a... Oh, so he's remembering it from the future then? Wait, so... Are you saying that you are going to go back and change text in chapters prior to this one to make it a direct quote? Okay. Yeah, I think she has said it. So that all that this is that once you know where it is, tell me. I'll make a note here, and then I'll pull the audio from that. Well, it is a word processor. Sixteen, actually, because the only reason I know that off the cuff is because I just loaded that into the podcast feed today. Okay, chapter 16, One Floor Over the Owlery. That's where that's from. And I'm going to clap a bunch so it looks like the waveform. This is where we're resuming bullshit. Okay. Blarg. By the way, do I sound all right? I know I sound different from normal. I don't think it's so different that it matters, but like, does it sound okay? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking it with okay. If it's pointed out, you can hear it. If it's not, then you can't really. Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if Sakiko can hear any difference.
Because apparently Sakiko can't tell the difference between someone talking with a Cockney accent and someone talking with a deep Somerset.
Somerset.
Hello.
Somerset. I don't know why I decided that Hagrid was from Da.
That's all I have to say to that is da. Yeah. No, the eastern half of Sakiko can't tell the difference between German and Russian. The western half is just fine, though. Directly, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Then let's go. Nev sat on the desk and braced himself, gripping it with both hands. Harry slipped his wand from his sleeve. The gentleman's. He spared no effort from the spell. He spared no effort from the spell. Nev's thoughts swam before his eyes. Admiration hovered in his thoughts. Loyalty, devotion, glimpses and flashes of their time together flitted through their joined minds. Harry broke the connection. Try again, Nev. It's not at all easy. Legilimens. Nev struggled to smother the stream, but his thoughts smoothed. The feelings grew less strong, and the glimpses grew faint and few. Harry released the spell. That was better. Well done.
What are you doing? What are you doing when you cast that spell? Nev asked.
You saw all my memories of when you were helping me. You saw all my memories of when you were helping me. He squirmed. You went through every moment in which I was grateful to you.
I form a connection between our minds with it, Harry said. It enables me to see what you're thinking.
If I can then get you to think about what I want to know, I win.
Period capital on the if.
You aren't going easy on me, are you? Nev asked.
I've never done well with anything the second time of trying.
I'm not trying any of the more insidious, cruel methods of seeing what I want, Harry said.
I'm teaching you to clear your mind enough to resist, not protect it. not protect a single thought from me. Try, Nev demanded. Do your worst. Do you realize what you're asking, Neville? Harry murmured. I can drag every one of your worst memories up and suspend you in them, twisting them about one another in a grotesque parody of a nightmare until your sanity leaves you. Nev swallowed hard. Do it. Those Death Eaters will try, won't they? Legilimens, Harry hissed. The moment the connection formed, he fed a scatter of images to his friend. The circle of masked Death Eaters in the graveyard, the fear of the basilisk, his heartbeat pounding in his head, the cold adrenaline racing in his veins, the pain of the Cruciatus curse, the endless torment of an instant. A torrent of emotion flooded Nev's mind, fear of the Death Eaters, burning rage in the face of Bellatrix the Strange, the hollow, empty eyes of his broken parents in the ever-so-white ward of St. Mungo's. In the ever-so-white ward of St. Mungo's. Harry ended the spell, and Nev slumped over on the desk, holding his temples, tears running down his cheeks. I'm sorry, Nev. Harry put a hand on his shoulder. You weren't ready to face something like that so early. You weren't ready to face something like that so early. I shouldn't have let you convince me. Nev wiped his tears away. It'll get better. You should bear in mind that I'm quite talented in the mind arts, Harry said. They're an obscure field I intend to master. Did I do well? Nev asked. I know you saw everything, but I didn't do too badly, did I? You did exceptionally well. You successfully managed to clear your thoughts when in pain. Keep practicing it whenever you're angry or sad or at all emotional. Try to empty your mind, and you'll quickly improve. Are we done? Nev asked. I think you've suffered enough for one day. Harry smiled. I have to go and endure detention with Snape now. You showed me things, Nev whispered. You showed what it felt like to be under the Cruciatus curse. I'm sorry, Harry said. You asked for my worst. Don't apologize, Nev snapped. I asked for it, and I'm glad I did. I asked for it, and I'm glad I did. It helped me understand. Understand what? Understand what? When I was younger, I used to resent my parents for not being stronger, Nev muttered. It was a horrible thing to do, and I know how wrong it is. But I couldn't help it. Until now, I still hated them a little bit for not managing to resist to stay sane. So I would have had parents like everyone else. I understand now. I can't explain how much it means to only be proud. You don't need to, Nev, Harry said. Until I knew what happened to my parents, I hated them with every fiber of my being for leaving me. Feelings like that, they don't fade easily. He let his hand slip off Neville's shoulder and pulled him up onto his feet. You should head back to the common room. We've got an astronomy essay to do for the end of the next lesson. Don't remind me, Neville groaned. Every single planet seems to be in some phase that indicates danger or imminent death. It's like how you used to describe divination to us. It might be a valid prediction, Harry grinned. Because if I hear Professor Sinistra whisper the phrase, Uranus is illuminated, I might not be able to stop laughing. I might not be able to stop laughing before I suffocate. I might not be able to stop laughing before I suffocate. Neville chuckled. I guess I'd best get started. You already did some yesterday, so I have to catch up. We're both still ahead of Ron, Harry said. I overheard Hermione telling him twice yesterday that if he paid any attention, he'd know that there hadn't been an eclipse in over 2 years, so he couldn't possibly have written about it for his whole essay. I doubt he cares. Nev opened the door at all. You're probably right, Harry said. If you're still up when I get back from Snape's detention, do you want to help me enchant all of Ron's chess pieces to switch sides mid-game?
Can you do that?
Oh, yes, Harry grinned. He always swears when he plays, so if I use the word bloody as the activation phrase, I can make them all change colour at least 20 times a game.
Can't they just ignore it? Nev asked.
Not if I do different swear words for different pieces. Harry smirked and started down the stairs to the dungeons. Then they'll all change at different points. I think I can see where Katie landed all from. Nev laughed and disappeared up the stairs toward the common room. Harry continued on down towards Snape's office and its collection of interesting jars. Time to get my hands on that spell.
Potter!
Snape loomed out of the shadows across from the door to his office. You're early.
Better early than late, sir, Harry said.
Come in. Snape swept from the shadows of the alcove into his office. Harry peered into the dark and found nothing but a small, dust-blanketed corner. There's no secret passage. Why was he even out here?
We will start where we left off. Snape pulled his wand out. Legilimens.
Harry pushed the memory to the surface, forcing it into Snape's view.
Note to self, grab the audio from Leth's Lament. Note to Matt, change this to match the text from Leth's Lament. Not Leth's Lament. Quest for Europa, the prologue. This quote's in there too. I'm just going to use that.
Not Harry, please now take me instead, is the text. His mother's pleading screams echoed with Voldemort's cruel, high laughter. Then the words of the killing curse ended the. Then the words of the killing curse ended the memory in a flash of green. Snape's pain and guilt saturated their joined minds, strong enough to drown in, like dark, storm-driven waters. Harry slipped him images of the robes and masks and men he'd met in the graveyard as Snape struggled to control his thoughts, and among the myriad memories of murder and worse, he glimpsed Severus Snape thrusting his wand into the sky. Felt the desire to spread terror and chaos, felt his magic surge, and heard him cry out the incantation,
Mors Morsra!
Mos Mordra!
Harry shattered the connection. What? Yeah. Harry ripped their minds apart and leveled his wand tip at Snape. Obliviate. He wiped the last few seconds after showing Snape his mother's death away. He wiped away the last few seconds after showing Snape his mother's death, leaving nothing but her screams and the flash of green light. Surely, that's what you need there. Professor? Oh. After his mother's... Wait. He wiped away everything but his mother's screams and the flash of green light. Professor, Harry feigned slight concern. What was that, Potter? Snape's tone came as hollow as anything Harry'd ever heard. It conjured the faint, sharp claws of the endless void.
My earliest memory, sir. An unconventional defense to turn the attack on itself. I used to only be able to remember the words for the curse, you know. I've always known them. I murmured them to myself as a child, wondering what they meant. The Dementors in my third year, they let me remember the rest. It's the only memory of my mother I have. Not so smooth and spiteful now. Harry hid a small, cold smile. No more jibes about the parents a lonely child so desperately wished would come and save him. Fair's fair, Snape. I'm sorry. All the soft strength had fled Snape's tone. Please leave. Harry turned on his heel and strode out. A scream echoed from within the office, then glass shattered, and purple light flickered down the corridor. He deserves worse for all he did as a Death Eater. Harry all but ran back to the chamber under his disillusionment charm. I have the incantation. The memory of my mother's death caused him enough distress to give me the chance. Salazar's eyes filled with shadows.
Good. Now use it. Good. Now use it. You didn't take that spell easily or lightly. Don't waste it.
We had to cast it. Harry ran over the few locations he could apparate to in his mind. London, risky. Hogsmeade makes no sense now that it's... London, risky. Hogsmeade makes no sense now that it's here. Godric's Hollow. I'll cast it somewhere it can't be ignored. A small, bitter smile curved Harry's lips. I'm going home. For the first time in 14 years.
You can apparate there.
I know what it looks like. I've seen enough pictures. He pictured the streets of the village and twisted the world back. Past him. Harry sprawled across wet grass. Tombstones loomed over him. He snatched his wand up from the floor, his heart hammering in his ears. The view of the street he'd seen lay at the base of the hill past the church, and he released a long sigh. The adrenaline faded. Harry strode through the graveyard, glancing left and right until he found familiar names in stark black letters on white marble. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. Voldemort might well agree. Voldemort might well agree. He traced a finger over their names. How different things might have been. He sighed and let the emptiness claw the longing away. It's a futile thought. I managed one perfect wish. I mustn't risk it for anything. He followed the row of graves toward the gate, past a dozen ancient graves whose names were worn away. A sigil marked the top of the tombstone, an odd triangular shape with some unrecognizable design inside. Ignotus Peveril. Harry peered at the worn letters on the others. Too old. A small broken house waited in the middle of the street. Graffiti plastered the walls. Well wishes and thanks for a boy who just lost everything. Oh. Wait, is he quoting one? No, he's not, is he? He's like summarizing them, right? Okay. Harry paused at one daubed in red, and threats that the Dark Lord will return. They were right, I suppose. Flowers strewed the ground before the cold marble likenesses of his parents. Their distant, pale figures called to mind his 11-year-old self's vision in the mirror of Erised, and a terrible melancholy washed over him, seeping up from some dark, old place in his head. Sorrow hung over the stone like fog, stark gray and suffocating. So thick he could almost taste it. Harry slipped his wand from his sleeve and pointed it up into the sky. Mos Madra, he whispered. End of chapter 53.